He has lied about everything. He, and Downing Street, for that matter, even had the gall to state the police did not speak with him regarding this matter, when they very obviously did, with several officers able to recount the conversation they had with Cummings and his family. It's a clear example of do as I say, not as I do. I'm actually really blazing mad about this. We have all had to abide by strict regulations for weeks. The overwhelming majority of people have accepted these regulations in the hope that our actions will flatten the curve and help protect lives, not to mention save the already incredibly stretched and underfunded NHS from being completely overcome with patients. So many of us have had to take care of young children or elderly and vulnerable relatives. Others have been furloughed or lost their job. Many, myself included, have returned to our workplaces, fearful that social distancing will not be possible. Every time I travel by bus into work, I'm terrified I will contract this dreadful illness and transmit it to my family. I'm trying to isolate as much as possible at home, so I can minimize the contact I have with my parents. This week I've been on leave, and it's the first time in almost 6 weeks that I've been able to spend proper time with my parents despite living in the same house. This is the reality for so many across the country. The sheer arrogance of this sorry excuse of a human is absolutely infuriating. How dare he and all the rest of this government of complete charlatans try to justify this when workers and our families have been thrown to the wolves? Jack Green, Corby, Northamptonshire.